Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Stacy Haas with the Marion County Public Health Department to talk about handling holiday stress.
There are plenty of people who enjoy Christmas time. They appreciate the decorations, the atmosphere, the whole thing it evokes. But sometimes people try a little too hard to make a Merry Christmas, and that can catch up to them this time of year, can it?
Yes, it can. Sometimes for some individuals, the holidays can be stressful. I think they say as anywhere as 70% of individuals experience some type of stress over the holiday season that they might not normally experience.
What are some of the causes for that? What can get people to approach what should be the happiest time of the year as one of the most stressful?
Sure, yeah. We put a lot of stress on ourselves trying to get the holidays to be perfect. Sometimes individuals experience stress related to family get-togethers, create some tension there. So there's kind of a wide variety for individuals why they may experience holiday stress. None of it to be taken, out of account. We all experience stress, and we have to find ways to deal with it.
That's right. And a lot of people can find financial pressures mounting on them, ones that they had throughout the year. It can be magnified at Christmas with the need to go out and buy.
Yeah, so we might find reasons that we need to go out and buy things that we can't afford, or there could be a variety of things that can put us under financial stress.
So where are some of the ways that people can relax to try to get past the sometimes self-imposed stress and remember that it is supposed to be a joyful time and a time for reflection?
Yes, one of the most important things is take care of yourself, making sure you're getting enough sleep, watching what you're eating. That can be stressful at the holidays as there's all those goodies out in front of you, but knowing that can lead sometimes to stress. So just taking care of yourself in general. And then identifying what your priorities are. So knowing that you have to set those priorities, set those boundaries with individuals, and just kind of being mindful of that.
On top of that, of course, there's the constant drumbeat of people being asked to be joyful and happy all the time and enjoy the holiday season. That can be a stressor, too, because even someone who is in a good mood can only do that for so often, and someone who's under stress or may have other problems, that just can turn out to make them feel worse, right?
Yes, it can. So making sure that we're being realistic, don't expect things to be perfect, and it's okay if they're not perfect, especially at the holidays, being mindful of that. And then cultivating that gratitude. So making sure that you're aware of what makes you happy so that you're able to kind of give back, and then kind of being mindful of those around you that they may not be in a joyful mood, and helping individuals be able to reach out for help if they need it.
That brings us to another matter. There are some people for whom the holidays are a sorrowful time. Either they've experienced loss or they have bad memories of Christmases past. And sometimes the constant pressure to enjoy the holiday season, all the reminders of decorations and everything else that are up, can only serve to make them feel worse.
Yes. So sometimes the holidays are not always joyful with maybe it's the first Christmas without somebody they've loved. And so making sure that they reach out if they need that help. We're always here to help, helping them connect to those correct resources to be able to hopefully get them back to make it a joyful season.
Another thing that people have told me over the years, people who are in the mental health profession, say that you should treat it as a season, as an entire experience, not just gear up towards one big day at the end. The idea is to kind of spread out the happiness throughout the weeks and months leading up to Christmas.
Yes, and that will also help alleviate some of that stress. So you don't have to have everything done on one day, enjoying the season as it comes so that you can enjoy the little things and make memories as you enjoy the season.
There are also people who may feel left out who, for one reason or another, don't celebrate Christmas, generally for religious or cultural reasons. Everybody else is playing jingle bells and enjoying the holidays, and they may feel a bit left out because it's not something that they've gone along with. Is there some way that people of other faiths can find to relate to the holiday season?
I think just being mindful of those around you. I think there's always times that we can cultivate and integrate with other individuals. And sometimes looking at it as an opportunity to be able to make memories with other people around them, not necessarily in regards to the religious faith, but just kind of taking the opportunity to spend time with others.
And finally, of course, no matter how much you may enjoy or not enjoy the holiday season, Christmas Day comes and then all of a sudden it ends. And that brings on a whole nother problem, the post-holiday blahs.
Yes. So making sure that you understand that, you know, we know for many it's a stressful season. So taking advantage of things that are offered here in the community. There's, you know, the end of the month meals here in Knoxville. Taking advantage of those times where you can still get together and kind of have that joyous spread throughout. And then making sure that you're mindful of what you're spending now. That credit card bill is going to come later. And so making sure that you're having those realistic expectations of what you're planning.
Thanks to Stacy Haas for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.